This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, we got a little development in the NFL head coaching world. Sean and RJ, this is why you can't go anywhere. You know we're going to cover the news when it happens, not 3 days later here on DFW Sports Station. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. And we got to give credit to this other guy a couple days ago. Remember I said it wasn't any big-time dude verified? Vic somebody said the Broncos know who they're going to hire and they're going to do it. And Pelissero says they are finalizing a deal with Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett to make him their next head coach. Contract talks heated up last night. Jacksonville planned to interview Hackett again today. Instead, Denver lands their top choice. Man, I was about to get back into the betting world and put half of what I have in my bank account on Dan Quinn to Denver. Michael Lombardi said it was going to be a done deal. He'll join us at 8 o'clock this morning, former NFL GM. So what does this mean for Dan Quinn, who is a finalist in New York, along with Brian Flores, now that Brian Daboll apparently is going to be the Dolphins coach? But the bigger national story will be this, coming up on all the first fake shows. Is this a Packer package deal? The guy, I said we need to give credit to that Vic dude who called this a couple days ago. We may have to give credit to Peter King, who came up with that idea weeks and weeks ago. He's the first one to mention the possibility of Nathaniel Hackett going to Denver. And Aaron Rodgers has been tied to there for a long time as well.
Oh, he had. There's no doubt about that. And Denver is going to have a decent draft pick. Not going to be the greatest one in the world, but to be good enough. And it's going to take more than one. But, you know, this is where he has been tied to for over a year now.
Since before the draft.
Yeah.
The story of draft night.
Yep, exactly.
Aaron Rodgers going to the Broncos.
Yep, absolutely. So I think it makes perfect sense. If you're going to try to do this, now you don't have to lure him there, I guess, although you do have to get him to agree to the deal. Denver's not going to do it just for nothing. So this may help. Although Rodgers.
You mean Green Bay is not going to do it just for nothing?
No. I don't think Denver's going to make this deal without getting an extension from him or a commitment from him long term.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so that they would have to get him to agree to go there. But yeah, this makes sense. It absolutely makes sense. The one thing it doesn't make sense for is Rodgers' ability to win the division. Like, you are in the same division with Mahomes and Justin Herbert.
And Carr. Carr, people think now is equal to Dak, or right there. If Derek Carr's the worst quarterback in your division, you're in a bad spot.
Yeah, it's a stacked division. Every team in that division can now win 10 to 11 games. Every single team. So it becomes if we were to look at it this year, it's like, oh man, who are the wild card teams in the AFC? Well, the AFC West is. Like, there's your wild card teams.
Right.
You know?
Like I said, the NFC West last year.
And you were dead on with the exception of Russell Wilson.
Seattle.
Right? I mean, like, who would have thought Russell Wilson's the guy to miss?
And again, just to reset what Peter King suggested, and I know it sounded like a crazy Here's the other thing we need to get clarification on. What is the Rodgers deal? I should have asked Florio yesterday. What is the Aaron Rodgers? What are the trade rules in Green Bay in terms of what he can and cannot do? That's what we need to figure out. But Peter King's original suggestion, weeks, may have even been months ago, Nathaniel Hackett takes the Denver job. Denver trades two firsts, one this year, one next year, and Jerry Jeudy, young, promising receiver, to Green Bay. Green Bay gets first-round picks. They don't re-sign Devontae Adams, and Denver's got cap space. Green Bay is in salary cap hell. Devontae probably not going to re-sign there if Jordan Love is the quarterback. And then Devontae Adams goes to Denver with Aaron Rodgers to also replace Jerry Jeudy. So, man, you talk about a change in terms of contender status. If, I know it sounds fantasy-wise, but look, if you're Nathaniel Hackett, it's not crazy to suggest that he's going to Denver knowing Aaron Rodgers is going to go there too or wants to go there, right?
Absolutely. Denver Broncos right now, $41 million of cap space, $34 million of effective cap space. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the difference is. That's the maximum cap space a team will have when it signs 51 players. So it'll have about $34 million. I guess they're taking some money off for draft picks and such, but... So they've got a little bit of room, not a ton. $34 million is a good amount. It's not the greatest. Miami's got $69 million. Good gosh!
But here we are, just like we predicted, talking about Aaron Rodgers' next team instead of what he just did. You know, laying an egg in the playoffs.
We've already moved the narrative. We've already moved the narrative and the discussion, the conversation.
Is any of us going to say Denver shouldn't make this deal because of what Aaron just did in the postseason? No.
No, of course not. You take the number one thing that a quarterback, that any player, that any team, you have to get to the tournament. Anything you do beyond that, you can't worry about until you get there. You have to get to the tournament. And Aaron Rodgers guarantees you getting in.
Here's what Peter King said about the Rodgers decision. He could request a trade in the coming weeks, and the Packers would have to oblige. Or he could play one more year and be an unrestricted free agent in 2023. Or he could quit now. Those are the options.
Yeah, because he's got a $26 million dead cap number right now. He's owed $46 million. His cap hit is $46 million if he plays. Next year, it goes down to like $6 million. So it's an easy get out for both parties after this year.
But I'm still trying to figure out, like, did Green Bay agree with him that, hey, play one more year, and wherever you want to go, we'll work out a deal with that team?
May have.
Or can they still say no? That's what we need to figure out.
I mean, I guess anybody reserves the right to change their mind, unless it's a written contract. You know, you're looking at a handshake agreement. I guess anybody could change their mind on that one, including Rodgers, and he could say, I want to stay. The likelihood is if the player wants out, we have seen the player generally wins. You know, they generally win.
And what happened to Dan Quinn in Denver?
I don't know.
Now we need, let me think about this. Would you rather... I know this is going to sound crazy. I already think I know your answer. Would the Giants be better with Brian Flores or Dan Quinn? Who would you worry more about? Oh. I would worry more about Brian Flores and hope that he rubs people the wrong way and he gets blown up. Like I would worry more about Brian Flores as a head coach.
You know, Dan did go to a Super Bowl. We forget that.
We do forget that.
I'd probably be more worried about Brian Flores.
So now that makes it difficult. Like, what should we be rooting for?
Because I also think that Brian Flores, comes with Deshaun Watson, but then the Giants have already said it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But what other quarterback does he come with? Do other players want to play for him?
Right. Is Russell Wilson like Brian Flores? Russell Wilson has not been shy about wanting to get to New York. So the obvious instant answer is no. Let Flores take the job so we can keep Dan Quinn. But if you're more worried about Flores, would you rather Dan Quinn take the job? I know everyone on the Autoflex Season Fantax is going to say they want Flores to get the job so we can keep Dan Quinn.
Well, yeah, they're going to say that, but the question is...
Unless then Dan Quinn goes and takes the Bears' job.
Oh, God, no. He wouldn't do that. But as far as, like, who would you rather see there? I mean, I would rather not see Dan Quinn in New York, obviously, because you guys said he's already a Super Bowl, you know, head coach. He's been there. He knows what it takes to get there. Flores, there's already reports and stuff out there about how he had a really poor relationship with management. You don't think he's going to have the same thing in New York? Which, by the way, yesterday when I was watching John Mara talk about, you know, Daniel Jones and talking about Deshaun Watson, man, that guy is a Richard.
Who, Mara?
He is such a Richard.
Really?
Oh, my God. He is just that snarl in his face, the way he looks. I'm like, I don't know why anyone would want to coach that organization.
He sounds just like Tom Coughlin, the voice.
Yes. Mm.
The voice sounds just like Tom Coughlin. So here we go. Nathaniel Hackett and not Dan Quinn is getting the Denver Bronco job. What will that mean for Aaron Rodgers? The Packers have to lay out this financial plan to Aaron that can keep them a contender while re-signing Devontae Adams. I know you can maneuver and manipulate the salary cap, but that could be tough. I don't know. Gronk talked about his future. I'm just going to read this real quick because nothing Gronk says to me sticks. He already retired and unretired. But he said he needs to take like 5 or 6 weeks. And, you know, there's a possibility that even if Tommy Boy retired, that Gronk would still continue to play. So that's Gronkowski and the latest on Brady with Tom talking about family. My family.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
So there's Gronk on his future. What do y'all think? 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. And how much more excited are you getting that Dan Quinn could be coming back here to run the defense? Yesterday, we asked Michael Irvin, who would you rather? You get to keep one. You get to keep Kellen Moore, or you get to keep Dan Quinn? You get to keep Dan Quinn or Kellen Moore here?
You mean if I got Sean Payton?
No. Just say McCarthy comes back. I know you're kicking Kellen to the curve if Sean Payton comes.
Yeah. I was about to tell you, don't go there. Hey, you know, I'm not gonna kick him through the curb, but I'm gonna shake his hand and say thanks for you going.
Oh, I gotta put that in the audio file, creepy laugh file. Hold on.
Yeah, that's horrible. There's nothing. So there's nothing worse than listening to yourself back on the radio. So playmaker like everyone else around here would rather keep Dan Quinn over Kellen Moore, and the Kellen Moore hype has kind of died down. Now Minnesota hired some really analytical dude. I don't know what that means for Kellen, but you know. The hottest rumor for Kellen to become a head coach has been with the Vikings, even though Aaron Wilson, Pro Football Network, said no, Kellen is not going to be hired as a head coach anywhere else.
Man, I wonder what's going to happen there, because you know, if he is that hot name, like he was a hot name 2 months ago, you know, did things change that drastically? And if they did, that's really an indictment, I think, on other NFL teams and the coaching searches, because it shows how persuaded they can be by the most recent.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're like, oh my God, Kellen Moore should get a coaching job after 6 weeks. And then you're like, he's definitely going to get a job. He is 100% going to be a head coach. And then 6 weeks later, he's got no chance. Like, are you that? Like, what are you, a teenager? What's going on here? Like, are you that persuaded by the most recent? I mean, that explains why so many NFL teams, that there's like a handful of NFL teams that win every year.
But what, are you saying that persuaded by the recent because of what he did recently in the games?
Well, yeah, I'm saying like, you know, if
the second half fall off for the Cowboys like erased his candidacy of the first half.
Or maybe it was because of what he was doing with Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn was doing these mock interviews with Kellen Moore. Maybe he doesn't interview well. You know, the big stigma for Eric Bieniemy was always Bieniemy doesn't interview well. That's why he doesn't have a head coaching gig and he's still in Kansas City. Maybe the same thing is with Kellen Moore.
What are Kellen Moore's two nicknames?
Wonder Boy.
Yep. And the other one?
Sport. Skip. Kid.
Mouth breather.
It was the one was a boy genius, right?
Oh, there it is.
Boy genius. And the other was the paper boy.
Yeah.
When you're nicknamed the paper boy, that's not a commanding alpha nickname.
It's a great video
great
game.
Great video game, though.
Great video game.
So that's what people are maybe seeing when Kellen goes in and, you know, just, yeah, I'm a boy, you know, boy's a kid and. You know, here you go. I'll throw your paper to you. Here's my game plan. I'll toss you my game plan.
I played on a blue football field in college.
There you go. So I don't know how commanding that comes across.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Choppy almost got in the commercial break. Almost got as we were reacting to, I'm like, this can't be Brooks Koepka's new haircut. Please tell me this is not it. Your man crush.
It is. It's very unfortunate. The ladies are heartbroken, I bet, right now because Brooks Koepka has gone the route of Eminem, of Slim Shady. He has gone with the bleach blonde hair. Just an unfortunate look. It's not a good look on Brooks.
No.
Brooks doesn't need this look.
This isn't a good look on anybody.
No, it's really not.
This isn't. Slim Shady's was still like a buzz cut.
Yeah.
This is different.
This is regular length hair.
It's like Vanilla Ice. All blonde Vanilla Ice.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's hideous. It's ugly.
I'm the only guy that's pulled that off ever successfully is Zac Efron. When he rocked the blonde, or maybe Jared Leto. But those guys just have the features. They can work that way.
Yeah, Zac Efron can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
So that's what we were laughing about in the commercial break, just to take you behind the scenes. Okay. Coaching dominoes are starting to fall. Here's the latest. Top of the hour, this news broke. The Broncos are hiring Nathaniel Hackett, Packers offensive coordinator. The whole internet is now blowing up over Aaron Rodgers maybe going to Denver because his OC is now taking over. Brian Daboll, the Bills OC, is supposed to be getting hired in Miami, not with the Giants, where the Bills assistant GM just got promoted. So you'd think, oh, he'd just bring Brian Daboll to another part of New York, and he'll be the Giants coach. No, Daboll right now looking like he's going to Denver. The finalists, now that Dan Quinn is not going to the Broncos, it's supposed to be Dan Quinn and Brian Flores for the Giants. And now I'm seeing stories develop that Jacksonville is close to hiring.
Not Nathaniel Hackett. Byron Leftwich.
Not that that's done, but they're saying, here. Who wrote this? Jags close to hiring Byron Leftwich's coach, killing the Bill O'Brien dream.
Who's Bill O'Brien's dream?
Who had a Bill O'Brien dream in Jacksonville? That's what I want to know.
It couldn't have been me.
But that is that's the number one headline when it comes to the Jacksonville job. And Rodgers to Denver is now trending everywhere. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Texans fans had hoped the man. Oh, the dream was from the armpit.
Oh.
Texans fans were dreaming Bill O'Brien went to Jacksonville.
Oh.
to screw them up like he did Houston, even though Bill O'Brien did a good amount of winning in Houston.
Went to the playoffs with four different quarterbacks. I mean, you know.
Is that what it was? Four?
T.J. Yates took him to the playoffs. They went to the playoffs with, obviously, Deshaun Watson. And one other guy, was it?
Not Osweiler, right?
No. Was Schaub there still? Maybe Schaub for 1 year?
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, it was Schaub, I believe. Yeah. But, no, they did a decent amount of winning. Okay. Latest with the Cowboys and Sean Payton, Michael Irvin joined us yesterday, and we asked him, what is Jerry Jones thinking right now? Is Jerry Jones going to sit back and let Sean Payton enjoy his year off or attack and try to get his white whale right now?
Waiting is not necessary. Waiting is not a part of his DNA. If he thinks there's something that he can make it happen and it needs to happen, he's going to try to pull it off right now. This whole thing, Sean, when you and I went texting back and forth, and I say, what's going on with Jerry? You know, because I got to wait on it all to come from you guys. It comes from you guys. It starts on the national team. So I'm like, let me try to get ahead of this stuff. So I'm like, I'm calling. So I'll tell you something. What's going on with the interview? What do I got to prepare for out here? Yeah. What did he say? I haven't talked to Jerry. I don't know anything about it. I'm just telling you. Those guys like that. You don't get to where you got to where they are waiting. You just don't do it. They go and get it now. So if there's any possibility, I hear you guys saying he's a lame duck. Is Mike McCarthy the lame duck coach this year? If there's any possibility, they don't necessarily want to wait the next year.
So there you go with Michael Irvin and his take. Jason Lacanfora, CBS Sports, who kind of started all this, that McCarthy could be in trouble if they lost to San Francisco, came out with the list of teams that Sean Payton could also go and coach. But give Mike McCarthy some advice right now as his radio agent.
All right, Mike, let me help you out here. I need you to look in the mirror and look down and say, whoa, yes, I've got this hammer and I'm going to use it right now. Okay, this needs to be your BDE moment, your big D energy moment. You've got to do something. You cannot go into this season with what we all believe are the expectations on you. Going into a season with you have to win the Super Bowl or lose your job is not really being given a real take, right? It's like, that's, you're being set up to fail. There's literally one team that wins the Super Bowl, and your team is probably not in the top five of the most likely favorites. You are so behind the eight ball. So you need to go into Jerry and make a power move. Now, you need to go into him, not today. You got to wait a couple of weeks. Okay, you got to wait a couple of weeks for all this thing to settle down. For all these other coaches to be fired.
Wait a couple weeks. What if Jerry fires you in the next few weeks if Sean Payton agrees to coach?
You're okay with that. You've got to wait. Wait until Dan Quinn gets hired somewhere else. That's what you have to do. The number one thing you got to do is wait for Dan Quinn to take a job. If he does. Because if he does, now Jerry's kind of screwed. Especially if Kellen takes a job too. But he needs to go in there and he needs to demand a contract extension. Jerry, I cannot coach this team this year under my current contract. Mm. The players will view me as a lame duck.
Mm.
They know that you are just waiting to put Sean Payton in this chair.
Yes.
If you want the players to follow me anywhere, I don't care if it's into the bathroom. They've got to follow me somewhere. You've got to show them that I am the guy long term.
Mm.
And Mike's got enough money stored up, I would hope, that if Jerry says, too bad, that he turns in his resignation.
Woo!
Woo! And says, I am not coaching under these
circumstances.
Unrealistic circumstances.
I like it.
I'm Mike McCarthy. I've got a ring. I ain't simping for Sean Payton. So you either give me an extension or I give you my resignation.
And Jerry would say...
Jerry would probably say at that point.
Jerry would say, hey, Mike, have you ever heard of Neil Young?
Oh, that's
because Neil Young just threatened Spotify.
Yeah.
And they said, See you later, man.
Yeah, he may very well say that. And Mike has to be prepared to say, okay, here's the resignation. I'm Mike McCarthy. I don't need to work. I'm working because I want to. Someone will hire me. I go to the playoffs every year. Someone will hire me out there. And if they don't, someone will hire me as the OC, and I'll just ride into the sunset like Wade Phillips.
Kevin Gray yesterday put up the poll question. Would you rather the Cowboys fire Mike McCarthy now and go all out for Sean Payton, or keep McCarthy for a year and then try to hire Payton next year? That's what I think is going to happen. 1,300 Tolos voted on this at Kevin Gray Sports. And as you would expect, 65% want to fire McCarthy right now. 35% say, no, keep McCarthy, Payton 2023. Well, look, if you want to fire McCarthy right now, you, as Mike Florio told us yesterday, you can only do that if you know that Payton is coming.
Yeah.
You have to work out a deal with the Saints. You got to get McCarthy's buyout. You got to work out your new deal with Sean Payton. Man, all that stuff is not happening. I don't think all that stuff is happening right now. And but all I really want to know is if Jerry's trying. I want to know if Jerry is trying and thinking about giving up everything it would take to lock this in now. That's what I want to know. I don't even care about what happens. I want to know if Jerry's even trying.
So, if you're Jerry Jones, do you talk to Sean Payton first, or do you talk to the Benson family first?
You talk to Sean Payton first. You got to say, Sean, I'm going to make this call to the Bensons. I'm going to give up whatever it takes. I'm looking at myself with few years left, and I don't care. I'm like you in New Orleans. I don't care about the future 10 years down the road. Yeah. Steven can mess with that. Steven can deal with it. If I do this, is your heart going to be completely in it, or do you need time away? Because if you're 80% in, 85% in, this cannot happen. But you got to tell me, this is it. If McCarthy goes to, and then you got to threaten Payton a little bit. If McCarthy goes to the NFC title game, I'm keeping him. That's got to make Sean wonder in his own mind. Even though the standard may be higher, it may be have to like get to a Super Bowl. But you tell Sean, look, if he gets to the NFC title game, that's improvement.
Yeah. I think starting a relationship off with a lie is a great idea. Yeah, I do that all the time anyway, so why not?
So then Sean's got to go, oh,
yeah,
okay. But then, you know, do you really want to talk someone out of something when you know where their heart is? That's why I'm so fascinated by this.
Yeah,
it's like talking a guy out of retirement when they just retired.
Like,
I'm talking you out of what your heart's telling you to do.
I just got to the beach.
Yeah.
Like, I just ordered a drink.
And how invested are they going to be when they come back? You know? Sean Payton is gonna go back into the offices, you know, 3 months later and be like, this is why I left. This is why I wanted to roll out. So that's why I'm really, really, really curious. Unless Sean Payton sold us at the presser. Unless he did that to make sure the Saints and the Saints fans didn't get mad that he was just leaving for another job. Maybe he still does want to coach badly right now. And all the TV stuff was a good excuse. So that's why Jerry's got to call Sean Payton first and figure it out. Woo! I love the rumor mill. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fantex to hit us up here on Sean and RJ. Michael Lombardi, who first talked about Sean Payton retiring, will join us at 8 o'clock, former NFL GM.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. What if the Saints want two firsts? They won't.
Why won't they? I think the Raiders got at least two firsts.
For Gruden?
Maybe that was the Tampa deal.
Yeah, that was a different league, though. Teams were dumb then. Now, the Cowboys are, so they might do it.
Man, I can't do two firsts right now. I have McCarthy coach one more year and see if the price goes down next year.
It should go down next year because you're obviously it's a year
But less. Maybe he falls in love with TV.
Maybe he does.
Dungy, Cower, Jimmy, they never went back. Yesterday, I was just talking about all the guys who did go back, like Arians.
Parcells.
But they're guys who don't go back.
Yeah.
Dungy, I mean, Cower, Jimmy.
What is, I don't know what kind of lifestyle Sean Payton leads outside of football. Does he like to golf? Does he like to fish? Hunt? Does he like to do other things? Does he have hobbies? Jimmy obviously loved to be on a boat and fishing. Like, he loves it. But what does Sean Payton like to do? You know, Parcells, would Parcells have come back and coached the Cowboys if, you know, the thought was that the only reason why he came back to coach the Cowboys is because he needed money. He had a divorce, and he had a very expensive thoroughbred racing habit. Like, that was the rumor. That's why he came back to coach the Cowboys. Would he have done that if not? I don't know the answer to that one. What is Sean Payton's hobbies? How old are his kids? Are his kids grown? Are they 12 years old? If they're 12 years old, maybe you don't coach them out of high school. You want to see them grow.
What is it like golfing with former President Donald Trump and the other halves in the NFL are still making noise? It's happening in Kansas City still, and now in L.A. with Mrs. Highland Park. It's all next with Sean and RJ right here on The Fan. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Thank y'all for turning it on and leaving it on. We got a lot of things taking place this Thursday morning with around the NFL head coaching rumors. We'll recap all of them at 7 o'clock with headlines. Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, will join us at 8 on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. I know that none of us care about Hard Knocks anymore. No. None of us are going to go ahead and watch it. But I like to talk about who's eligible to still be in it, given the NFL rules. Do you know the three teams that are alive? It's only three.
Jets, yep. Browns.
Nope.
Here are the qualifications.
Here are the qualifications. They have a non-first-year head coach. No playoff appearances in the past two seasons. You have not been featured on the show in 10 years.
All right, so Jets have to be one.
Yep. Music is still good.
Yes.
Of this show.
Are the Chargers one?
No.
Nope.
Two other teams in the NFC. Although Chargers, Staley's not a first-year head coach.
Not made the playoffs.
Didn't make the playoffs the last 2 years. Oh, featured in the last 10. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Been. Football team.
No.
Carolina Panthers?
Yes.
Ew, boring. Boring.
I don't know. Maybe interested to see how Matt Rhule really is going to get Ben McAdoo to save his job.
And how about Atlanta?
Detroit. There it is. Dan Campbell.
That's it. That's what you got to do.
Jets, Panthers, no. Lions.
Jets can never be on it again. The moment Rex Ryan said, let's go get a GD snack, it was over. That's the line of the century. You could never top that. It's got to be the Lions. It's got to be the Lions.
I agree. Has to be the Lions. So
I want to see how Dan Campbell and Jared Goff interact with each other.
You wouldn't want the Panthers just for Olivia Culpa? That is Christian McCaffrey's girlfriend.
Oh
my God. Maybe one of the most beautiful women in the world.
I think Dan would eat Jared Goff. Like, I think he would eat him alive. Like, yeah. I think he's just too hardcore for Jared.
Yeah.
Or Jared's too soft for Dan.
Plus, they should have a new quarterback. You'd think that they're going to go ahead and draft, but those are the Hard Knocks participants. The NFL, the real housewives of the NFL are still talking. And that, of course, has to start off with the wife of Patrick Mahomes.
Why can't I just do what I want? I just want to live my life the way I want to, freely.
That's what she had to say.
Clip that, 6:46.
That's what she had to say after the champagne bath she gave all the Chiefs fans and the yelling and the screaming, the obnoxious screaming that she did during the AFC playoff game against Buffalo.
I mean, seriously, there's not a more hated individual, right? Like, there's really not. And like you said, you know, she went on.
It shows you how likable Mahomes is, Patrick, that none of this is carried over to him from the public. That shows you how lovable and likable this dude is. Because normally, if we can't stand your girl, we're going to take that out on you a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Although I guess that happens with maybe, you know what? Maybe that's not the case at all. Like John Legend hasn't gotten any blowback from all the talking that Chrissy Teigen does. Who else can't we stand? Like I don't hate Zach Wilson, even though his mom is annoying. But maybe that's we do, maybe we do separate it.
Maybe we do. But so this all started because, you know, Barstool posted a photo that said, "For society's sake, the Bengals need to win next week." And it's the picture and the video of Brittany popping the champagne with that goofy smile on her face and then spraying the serfs below, the peasants from Canterbury Tales, spraying them below as she just walks by and thumbs her nose to the peons in section 112.
And then there's a meme saying of Joe Burrow saying the only man that can save us from Brittany and Jackson, the brother.
So this guy, Jason Kander, do you know Jason Kander?
No.
He's a verified account, so I'm assuming he's a media dude in Kansas City.
All right.
Who was doing nothing here but trying to appeal to authority. She's raising a family with her high school sweetheart in a town she and her husband have embraced and invested in. She supports her partner. She celebrates with her fellow Kansas Citians. She's part of our community. If you don't like Brittany Lynn, that's about you. And he tags her in it.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Of course he tagged her in it.
Because he has to get the credit. He has to show.
Suck up.
This is exactly what this is. This is like Bill Burr says, this is the 16-year-old dude who just agrees with everything the girl says on a date. Just the hopes that she, you know.
Puts out.
There you go. That's exactly what this dude's doing in a work form.
Yeah.
And Brittany goes, I appreciate this. This is so true. I just wish I could do what I want without getting attacked every week. To which people said, she sprayed it on the peasants from her luxury box. I'd have been upset if you sprayed me with alcohol, then I had an hour drive home, especially when I don't have a driver and I don't drink. Yeah. Or don't put your life on social media. Pretty simple solution.
There you go.
How come all the other wives and girlfriends of Chiefs players weren't spraying champagne on their fans?
Yeah.
And then there's the leave her alone, the leave Brittany alone guy or girl. And then there's the
what does that mean?
That's the cry. Was it a boy or was it a girl?
It was a guy. It was from like 2007. The guy, leave Brittany alone.
Yeah. Meltdown era, which I think she's still in. So that's the Mahomes fan.
Now you have Matt Stafford's wife, who has been very vocal on her podcast. Of course, do you remember Ndamukong Suh like going at Matt Stafford the other day?
Oh yes,
it's like Sue maybe thought that Stafford was trying to trip him, and like it wasn't just normal trash talk. It was like it seemed like it was a little bit over the line.
They were teammates, right?
Of course,
yeah,
and Matt's wife came out and said, I feel like he's the only player in the league who really dislikes Matthew, and we don't know why. We legit don't know why. Now he can actually dislike him for a freaking reason. I thoroughly enjoyed the Rams winning, and I wish Sue the best. I really do. The family's always so kind, but come on, dude. Y'all were teammates at one point that really, really bothered me, and we don't have a reason for it. And if I was Matthew, I would have been terrified. I would have been scared because he's a monster and he could really do some harm. And then she goes on and on and on and on, not understanding, like, why does Ndamukong Suh hate my husband, especially when they played together?
I think
Ndamukong Suh, by the way, has been very interesting on Twitter recently. Like, he comes up with these major threads on life.
I don't think Matt Stafford and his wife are even married. Have you ever heard of a spouse?
Her name's Kelly Stafford.
I know.
Oh.
But have you ever heard of a spouse refer to their husband by their full name, Matthew? That's Matt. Everybody calls him Matt.
No, when you're in trouble.
Well, when you're in trouble.
Yeah. If you're John trouble. And you hear Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Oof. Yeah.
But, you know. Like,
did you ever get called Ralph?
Never.
Never. Ralph James.
Ralph James.
Never. you know, like, I don't know. I just don't. I don't know. I you don't see that, do you?
No.
You never see that. You got a guy, his buddy name is Rob. His wife doesn't call him Robert.
By the way, number one, if Ndamukong says anything else, can you guys just text me that? Because for some reason, I'm blocked by him.
Oh,
and
really?
Number two, Kelly Stafford, when she's not, you know, coming to the defense of her husband, she's apparently buying tickets. She has bought a large sum of Rams tickets for the upcoming championship game. And she's on social media saying, hey, if you have a great story, or maybe you're a military or a public servant, let me know. I'm going to get you tickets. So that's like where all the tickets are going.
Okay, and did they change the policy? Why was Ticketmaster trending yesterday?
Yeah, so the policy when the championship game was announced was that in order to buy tickets for the game between the Rams and the Niners and to go to SoFi Stadium, you would have to be from the greater L.A. area. As in, your billing address would have to be a Los Angeles address because they wanted to keep 49ers fans out. Well, there's such a backlash to Ticketmaster. Like, what are you doing? People that live in L.A. don't necessarily cheer for the Rams. There may actually be Niners fans here. So they retracted that policy for the game on Sunday.
And then Eli Apple, whose mom was very vocal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Eli Apple's even still in the league, but he was having a contest the other day. Which fans suck more, the Giants or the Saints?
Yeah, he posted on Twitter. I don't know which fan base I hate more. Probably the Saints, but it's close to the Giants. It's toss-up. And then he followed it up with, New Orleans is the dirtiest, smelliest city, has the worst food ever. It's that swine and crawfish that's killing y'all's brains.
RJ said he's going to get an Eli Apple jersey.
100%.
Because he's crapping on New Orleans,
oh my
which
God.
RJ always does.
Yep. And
do you hate New York?
I don't hate New York, but I have no desire to go. Like, I have to, and I'm going. I have to go. Like, you know, we're going to New York for Cooperstown this year. And my kids have never seen New York City. So I'm just like, all right, you got to go see the city.
Right.
We're going to go to a Yankee game or a Met game, whatever, whoever's in town.
Yeah.
But no, like I used to love New York, and I'm just like, I'm just too old. I'm too old now to deal with crowds like that.
Yeah.
Like I when I move into a new place, it's like I test out the area. If that stoplight is more than one turn before the traffic goes through, I'm not moving there.
Would you rather live in Jersey or New York?
Jersey, 100%. I'm not dealing with the crowd.
Yeah.
I am not dealing with people. So, but you know, obviously on social media, people went, oh, today we're going to talk about Mr. Holding himself, Eli Big Bust Apple, or they, other people call him the Abominable Toast Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.